Every Wednesday, we welcome the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey into our studio. Jim Olander stops by. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, it's good to have you here. A kind of a mixed bag. We start with a recap, usually looking back at the previous week, how the herd is done. And you guys were back home this past weekend, which was kind of nice to finally get the herd back in the Sioux Falls Arena.
Yeah, you know, Friday we were in Waterloo, and that was, I'm trying to think now even, I think that was 12 road games of our first 15 to start the season. So it kind of put an end to the chapter of our long road trips or, you know, long stretch of road games to begin the year. And Saturday actually kicked off the first of five straight at home and nine of our next 10 at home. So I think, you know, we looked at that as, you know, if we could get through and, you know, have 8-9 wins, which we did do, you know, that would be a pretty good start to the season. So Saturday was nice to get home. We played Sioux City, and, you know, I guess I'll backtrack real quickly. Friday was a tough loss for us. We lost in Waterloo 4-2, and a game we fell behind 2-0. We tied, played really well in the second period, tied it up, and unfortunately got into some penalty trouble in the third, and Waterloo has a real strong power play, and they took advantage a couple times, and that was the difference in the game. So we fell 4-2, and had to come back Saturday and play Sioux City, who came into the game with a 9-game winning streak. In fact, had not lost a game since we beat them back on October the 5th. So it had been quite a while since they had lost. They were riding pretty high, and you know, we played really well. We played one of our better games of the season, and it was, you know, we've only had, that was our fourth home game, and we haven't played real well in front of our home crowd. We're 1-2 heading into that game, and so it was really nice to see the guys come out and play strong, and we picked up a 3-1 win. You know, we're without our top three players who are playing for Team USA in the World Junior A Challenge. So it was a pretty tough thing for us, and we were able to overcome a lot of obstacles, and we got a lot of contributions from some different players throughout the course of the night. And, you know, to pick up a win and that winning streak of Sioux City's obviously felt pretty good, but even more importantly for us to get a win in front of the home fans and, you know, kind of get kick off that homestand off on the right foot.
Well, and let's talk about that. And as you mentioned, now you've got a number of games that'll be coming up at home. You guys are at home this weekend.
We are. So now we'll have some back-to-back weekend games, which will be nice for us. Friday night, we've got Waterloo coming right back, and we're 0-2 against Waterloo. So we need to find a way to beat them here, and especially in front of our home crowd. So that's going to be a tough game. But a lot of things going on this weekend, too. Friday is student night, so students of any age, you can bring your college, or you can bring your student ID, I should say, to the box office, get a ticket for just $6. We're going to kind of have more of a college theme during the game. We'll have some of the college mascots from area schools, universities, and colleges are going to be there. Cheerleaders will be there, so kind of a fun, festive game. And the first 1,000 fans who come will get a Stampede 15th anniversary puck, an actual real game puck. Sponsored by Coleman and Waterbury Heating and Cooling, so we want to thank them for their support. And then Saturday, we've got a 7:05 game against Tri-City, and it's our military night. So with Veterans Day, obviously, earlier this week, we're paying tribute to the military, and it's sponsored by the South Dakota Army National Guard, and they're doing a lot of great things. First 1,500 fans to the doors are going to get a military dog tag. As they walk through the door, we're going to have some special ceremonies before the game. We're going to have a very special, I don't want to give it away, just say to be in your seat at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a very special first ceremonial puck drop, and in a way that we've never done it before. So it's going to be a lot of fun come Saturday night. And I know I was just talking to you off air about this, but we've had a lot of businesses in town just been real gracious, and they've donated tickets to this event. So we're going to be bringing a lot of military members here and their families to the game on Saturday night. So just a lot of fun things, you know, going on throughout the course of the evening, and should make for a fun, fun weekend.
Oh, and you guys do a lot of neat community stuff like that. So this is this will be neat military night coming up on Saturday night. You and I were visiting off the air a little bit last week about some of the challenges. What are the challenges for the guys? They've been out on the road, as you mentioned, and not had a lot of, you know, kind of started off rough here at home. How much opportunity have they had to play on the ice at Sioux Falls Arena, and how big a factor will that be now over the course of the next few games?
Well, I think it'll turn more into a home ice for us, because yeah, we have not had a whole lot of practice. We're practicing all this week. The nice thing is now I think through that five-game homestand, we pretty much have the arena open to ourselves, which is really nice. And it's a different rink. I mean, it's much smaller. We've talked about it before. It's not as wide and it's not as long as some other rinks. The boards play a little bit differently. So for guys, it takes some time to adjust sometimes. And, you know, just like anything, if you're not practicing in that rink and are basically playing, you know, practicing at a different rink, which we do at the Ice and Rec Center, and all of a sudden you're coming and playing your games, obviously you have your home fans and there's obviously many advantages, but you're just like any other team skating on that ice. So now we'll have a little bit of that advantage. And I think the biggest challenge right now for our guys is, and you know, it's different being home than it is on the road. I mean, we love to play in front of our home crowd, but I think as players, the challenge becomes getting prepared for the game and the different things you do. When we're on the road, you know, we eat at a specific time. We travel together. Everyone's kind of taking naps before a game at the same time. When you're at home, you're on your own. You know, you're eating at your own time. You're getting to the rink at maybe a different time. There's a lot more distractions because you've got family members, girlfriends, people calling, asking for tickets or, you know, talking to you before games. So that's probably the biggest challenge that that the guys, you know, and it's part of the experience here. It's part of growing up and becoming, you know, a good young player and, you know, maturing as a player is overcoming some of those obstacles and really, you know, focusing in on the game. And then when you hit the ice, you really take advantage of that home crowd and the home ice.
All right, for people who still want who want to get tickets to come out either Friday or Saturday night, what do they do, Jim?
Yeah, you can go to the arena box office, any Ticketmaster location. I know we're doing some $5 ticket promotions for Friday night here with stations with Midwest. So
go to
Kello.com and check it out. Just print off a voucher and you can get as many tickets as you want for $6 for the game or for $5, excuse me, for the game. And then, and we've also got, we'll mention too, season tickets. We've only played 4 home games. We've still got some good seats, and you could take advantage. You know, we prorate it, so you could take advantage of some Stampede hockey.
Jim Olander, the voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Good to see you again, Jim.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it.